Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
They say it's in your blood, a game that can't be won, only played. A love affair. It satisfies the soul and frustrates the intellect. The greatest game ever played, golf. It's real. And this is Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of legendary golfer Billy Casper, talking golf with you for more than two decades. And now, here's Brian and Bob.
Well, thank you very much, and welcome into a special edition of Real Golf Radio. I'm Brian Taylor. He's Bob Casper. So great to be with you from Black Desert Resort and the Black Desert Championship, part of the FedEx Cup Fall Series on the PGA Tour, and a great field this week and a lot of great golf being played around just a legacy left by Tom Weisskopf, the late, great Tom Weisskopf, one of the great designers in the game, and he has provided us with a terrific venue and a challenge for these players that'll continue on in this weekend. And we're so thrilled to be able to broadcast here from Black Desert and this event, which the PGA Tour returning to this great state of Utah for the first time in over 60 years. And it's about time. And look, there's a lot of cool things happening in the state of Utah. The NHL had its very first home game with the new Utah Hockey Club the night before the Pro-Am of this first PGA Tour event in some 60 years. The Utah Jazz and the NBA started preseason. You know, I mean, there's so many things that are going on, not to mention the college football teams that we have, you know, two Big 12 teams and, you know, a soon-to-be Pac-12 team in Utah State and all this kind of stuff. So there's a lot of great stuff happening as far as sports goes. Here in the St. George area this week, there was also the marathon that took place and the Huntsman Games that are going on, which is a game, which is a kind of an Olympic seniors, style for seniors. It's an unbelievable place, not to mention we're just a couple of hours away from several different national parks and all the beauty that goes along with it. So it's with that setting that the PGA Tour descends upon this brand new resort. And, you know, the pictures you're seeing, if you're watching it on TV or in person, are just that. They're sort of indescribable.
Yeah. The interesting thing is that, you know, after this week's done, they just pop 2 hours down I-15 and they'll be in Las Vegas for the event that has been there for a long, long time. But this is the inaugural event here. It's been so well received, not only by the people that have been out here to watch the golf, but the players and everybody associated with the event that have come in to compete on the PGA Tour. It's phenomenal.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Hey, coming up on the show, Patrick Manning is the managing director for Black Desert Resort and Reef Capital Partners here at Black Desert. We'll hear from Patrick and what's going on. Rex Hoggard is going to give us an update as well from Florida as he endured the hurricane this week, and also get his thoughts on being at the Ryder Cup meetings. And the caddy, America's favorite caddy, will stop by to join us here on Real Golf Radio. So great show. We'll get into it all next. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, I hear Staples can print everything for my business.
Sure can.
And the quality is guaranteed?
Absolutely.
Plus, you'll beat any price quote. Is that right?
For sure.
How about this one?
We'll beat it.
Can you print menus, signs, and flyers?
Sure can.
How about blueprints?
No problem.
What about red prints?
Not a real thing.
What if they were?
We'd print them. And they'd look amazing.
Now at Staples, print more, save more. Up to $150 off your print purchase. Ends 11-2. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for offer details and staples.com/price match for in-store price match guarantee.
There are so many things I love about fall weather. The crisp air, the changing leaves, It's all so magical. Until my kids catch a chill outside. That's where Kohl's comes in. With cozy layers, warm jeans, and more. I found all the styles my kids need when the seasons change. Plus, I got 20% off with a coupon. And earn Kohl's cash. So here's my style forecast. Prep better for fall weather at Kohl's. Select styles. Offers end October 20th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Members, it's here. Milo's Rewards Week deals for members only are up for grabs. Get up to 40% off store-wide on hundreds of items, including select bath products. Plus, save $10 on one-gallon cans and $50 on five-gallon pails of Valspar Signature paint. So what are you waiting for? Join for free today and get instant access to hundreds of Milo's Rewards Week deals. Lowe's knows home improvement. Offer valid 10-10 through 10-16. Program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check your sunroof is closed first before driving through the car wash.
Whoa, 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 no, wait, whoa.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built, providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill. Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
Total Wireless is made to totally keep up with you. We now have unlimited data that never slows you down, covered by the Verizon 5G network, and all for less than $30 a month when you get four lines. And the best part? We give you a free Samsung Galaxy A54 5G when you switch to the Total 5G Plus Unlimited plan. Visit your local Total Wireless store today. Total Wireless, we're totally with you. Actual speeds may vary by location. For data management practices, see TotalWireless.com.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
All right, welcome back. It's Real Golf Radio from the Black Desert Championship here at the Black Desert Resort in Ivins, Utah, just outside of St. George, Utah. And we appreciate you being with us. We've got a great show for you. Patrick Manning is going to join us coming up in just a minute to give us some inside details. But Bob, when you've walked around this golf course and seen the PGA Tour players playing, what's your initial impressions of how the best players in the world are attacking this golf course?
Well, you know, the golf course is amazing because it has so much character to it. You've got the lava, you've got then you've got the contrast with the green, and you got the contrast with the white sand. Then you look and turn the other way, and you kind of look north, and you've got Snow Canyon and the red rocks and everything. It's amazing, and all the reports that we're getting are amazing, and the players love the golf course and the facility.
So there's a lot of questions coming in here, like how will this resort-style golf course hold up to the best players in the world? Are the fairways too wide? Is the lava make it a little too tricky? How will the greens putt? That kind of thing. What have you seen?
Well, I've seen a lot of guys hitting a lot of fairways, like you said, because the fairways are kind of wide and that kind of thing. But still, intimidation or what you see off the tee is very difficult. And that's one of the things that a good architect can do, is he can intimidate you off a tee, even though there's plenty of room. So, we've seen plenty of guys in the lava. You know, you get it offline and you get a bounce and that kind of thing. But the other thing is, you hit a shot into the greens and you're just off just a little bit. You catch some of those front areas where it repels the ball off the green and stuff, and it makes it extremely difficult. But I love the golf that the guys are playing. We had some good low scores in the first round, but the second day it seemed like they toughened it up a little bit. They put the pins in some less accessible positions, and when the wind kicks up a little bit, it even makes it that much more difficult.
Yeah, and it felt like the greens were very receptive.
Yes,
but they weren't spinning back a ton. Like, you'd see guys a lot of hop and stop, right?
Yes.
Maybe just a little trickle if there was a general slope in the area, but it wasn't like guys were flipping it up there and zipping it right back, you know, or
right.
or sucking it off the green. It really was a bad shot. I'll give you Patrick Fishburne, who's one of the locals here and had a huge gallery. Guy hits it a long ways, playing with Zach Blair, another Utahn. Zach hits it nowhere, and Fish hits it everywhere, right? I mean, as far as distance goes.
Right.
Fish was probably 80 by. So that's probably not fair to Zach. He was at least 50 by him on the first hole today on Friday when I was watching him. And, you know, Zach hit a really nice shot middle of the green, had probably about 25 feet for birdie because the pin was tucked left against that bunker. And the false front has a little extra gear right there where if you miss it front left, you're more likely to spin off the green than if you're right. middle front, right? And so Patrick was over the bunker, and he was in the middle of the fairway, probably had to have been a sand wedge he was coming in with, and he just didn't quite get it how he needed it to, and it hit probably a yard or two short of where it needed to be, spun that thing back, caught that little valley and came off the green, and he pitched it up and made his par. But, you know, it's those kind of things where it felt like, to your point, the pin positions were set up such as you know, if you just miss, you're going to get in trouble. A couple other guys tried to go with that flag, ended up in that greenside bunker, mm-hmm. and it's tough to get up and down because you're short-sighted.
Yeah, and, you know, that's the thing. The guys, the more they play this golf course, the more they learn where you kind of have to strategically place the ball on the greens to keep it away from those false fronts and stuff like that. Kind of very similar, and I'm going to throw this out there, kind of like Augusta. Not all the time do you hit at the flag. You hit away from the flag to get the ball closer to the hole. So that's kind of how the feeling I have here, too.
Which is actually cool because so many places it feels like you're just throwing darts.
Yep.
Out here, and this one you've got to play it a little more position, right?
Yeah,
as you said. So here's something else that's kind of an interesting insight. Watching how the guys play their tee shots. If you were to just ask me, hey, I've played it a couple dozen times. To me, I've always said this is a second shot golf course. Now, I'll be the first one to admit I don't play the tips every single time. In fact, probably rarely because I'm usually with clients or whatnot. So we're playing blues or blacks, which is one or two tees up. It feels like you can, with a good drive, aggressive drive, you can take on a lot of the bunkers and things like that that are off the fairway, and you can put yourself in position to hit a short iron in or a wedge. That said, I watched how these guys chose not to take that on.
Right.
And come out off the tee with irons, hybrids, three woods, five woods, that kind of thing, to be able to hit it into the fat part. And you've heard me tell this all over and over. Weisskopf put a fat part of the fairway landing area in every fairway.
Right.
And I'm just a little, I was a little surprised, and maybe I shouldn't be, that the tour players were so willing to take that fat spot rather than try to be a little more aggressive and get it a little further down there. Now, I want your reaction to that. And also, is that just a higher level of thinking, or is that just how you have to play it when you're in a stroke play type competition versus just out there having fun?
Well, I think it's both. I think there are times you can get really aggressive and you can play really risk reward shots. Okay. Off the tees here is not one of them to play those risk reward shots all the time. You can take advantage of that on some of the holes. There's a couple of holes, one hole on each nine where you can hit driver. Okay. But to have a chance to get it on the green. But for the most part, guys are hitting irons on those holes because if you get a wedge in their hand, it's a scoring club, and they can hit it close and they can make a putt.
Yeah.
But some of these, what I found really, really interesting is that these greens are really subtle as far as their breaks are concerned. A lot of guys thinking that they're making putts or that they've got the ball online, and it just barely breaks off a little bit,
yeah.
catches the lip and lips out. So it's kind of interesting to see how they're figuring things out, and they will figure it out. But some really nice scoring so far, and it's been really fun to watch.
Yeah, it's not like nobody's making putts.
No,
I mean, we see a 60 out there in the first round.
Right.
We saw, I think I came in here.
Hole in one in the first group to play the 17th hole, you know?
How amazing was that?
Yeah. Oh, and here's another one. I can't remember who it was, but he hit two balls in the lava, okay? Got his...
I can help you with this
Malnati.
Story. It's Peter Malnati.
Yeah. Hits his third drive off into the middle of the fairway and holds his next shot from 177 yards for a double bogey. So
in case you're keeping track at home, that's one off the tee in the lava, 3 off the tee in the lava, 5 off the tee into the fairway, hold it for a 6. Just your ho-hum double bogey out here in Black Desert.
Exactly.
That was, by the way, I don't know if that was more bizarre than the hole-in-one, because the hole-in-one, it actually reacted the same way. He hit it behind and sucked it back into the hole. That was the same way 17 was set up. And they kind of had that hole intentionally set up to kind of get a hole-in-one, and they got it.
Yeah.
That was the cool thing, is they actually got it.
That was the first group, too.
There was a couple that was others cool. that lipped out,
yes,
too.
Yes, exactly. So, it's just fun to watch how this is developing. It's fun to hear the comments from the players. It's fun to learn, from your first event and what's going to happen, and it's going to be that much better next year.
No question about it. Those are my initial observations. The other thing that one of the things that I just mentioned it earlier, but I just want to double down. I'm surprised at how conservative the guys are.
Yeah, yeah.
And as I think about it, when you've got millions of dollars on the line, Troy Merritt was telling us, you can make birdies. He just was kind of like ho-humming this. Yeah. He's like, you can make birdies from the grass. You're making doubles from the rocks.
That's right.
And I hear it, but now that I watch the way these guys play, they really identify where the big trouble spots are and make sure they don't get into them.
And there's a lot of that black rock out there.
There is a lot.
Ton of it.
There's a ton, but there's plenty of places, just going back to like 12 as an example. Caddy sent me the shot data.
Sure. Yeah.
The shot link data. And to see the pattern of everybody that laid up short of the left bunker. Now, every time I play it, I'm just trying to bomb it up over the right bunker, get it down there so I have a shorter club in. So when I was walking with Troy on Tuesday, he took 3-wood out. Of course, I'm not saying anything. He and his caddy, it's their work. And he hits 3-wood up there just short of that bunker, right? First time seeing it.
Yep.
Wasn't like he talked to anybody and they all said, hey, let's all hit 3-wood and lay up short of that. They all see golf courses, and that's how you get on the PGA Tour, is to be able to see it that way, apparently. But as we're walking off the tee, he says to me, I suppose the members just hit driver over this right bunker, huh? And I said, yeah, that's what we usually do. And he goes, I'll note that as an option. But he didn't do it. And really nobody else did. So
that's funny.
That's the kind of thing where if you're watching these guys, what we get spoiled with, or maybe we get a little bit jaded or some rose colored glasses a bit, is the fact that we see highlight after highlight after highlight. Let's go to this guy. Wow, what a shot, what a shot. Makes you think the tour guys are hitting all-world shots every single time. Guess what?
Yeah.
They play pretty boring golf.
They do.
In a spectacular way,
yes,
they play some pretty boring golf, and that leads to low scores
and
making money out here on the professional tour. We got much more to talk about. Patrick Manning joins us coming up next. He's the managing partner here at Black Desert. Hope you're enjoying the show. Hope you're enjoying this week's Black Desert Championship back in Utah on the PGA Tour for the first time in over 60 years, and our show continues.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
How would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
All right, welcome back to the show. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper with you. Thanks again for joining us here on Real Golf Radio from Black Desert Resort and the Black Desert Championship. And as we've been talking about the championship, joining us right now is the managing partner for Black Desert Resort, Patrick Manning, kind enough to be with us. Patrick, you're everywhere. I know you're super busy this week, so thanks for spending a few minutes.
My pleasure.
Yeah, it's good to have you here. So we're two rounds in. I mean, we've been talking about this for a couple of years, and bam, here we are. How are you feeling?
I feel fantastic. You know, you go months answering the question, are you guys going to be ready? And you're like, yes, I promise we're going to be ready. Gah. And then a week before, I'm like, we're not going to be ready. And then thankfully, I was wrong. And we're ready. So it all turned into pure excitement after that first guest popped in. But we cut it so close, Brian, that we were all ready. First car pulls up, first guest gets out, and it's Lonto Griffin, PJ Tour players, our very first guest at Black Desert Resort, though, so it was definitely cutting it close.
I did tease you guys. You really want a soft open for the PGA Tour.
Right, exactly.
Well, I mean, at the same time, if you can sort of pass this test, if you will, then, you know, you're off and running, and it's amazing. I've watched this resort grow and develop over the last several years, and even a couple of weeks ago, I'm with you. I'm like, how is this going to go off? And I was so anxious to get here. I was here at 7 o'clock on Monday morning, and I couldn't believe my eyes. It's amazing what was able to get done.
Those last 48 hours were, I mean, we had people working 24-hour shifts. We've got to find them and take care of them because they were not going to let us down. They're going to get this thing open, and they did a great job.
Well, there's been great reviews from the players and everybody around regarding the golf course and the facilities and everything. Are you excited about the way the guys are accepting the golf course and how they're playing?
Well, yeah, I mean, I've heard from 30, 35 golfers that I've actually had probably 15 say, this is immediately my favorite stop on the tour. Wow. And I said, well, why is that? And they said, top-notch five-star accommodations, treating us five-star. Our caddy lounge, they're getting taken care of like I've never seen before. Our player-only dining is at the top level. Like, every single thing is at the top level. On top of it, you got a world-class golf course in this amazing setting, and they're eating it up.
That's great.
One of the caddies from Australia, I was visiting with him, and he just said to me, this is a special, special place. And once the rest of the tour finds out about this, this field is going to be packed. So I know we've got a great field this week, but I think you're going to see it get even better in the succeeding years.
Yeah, I've had a number of golfers tell me that they've had tons of golfers reach out to them and get a report, and then there's already been obviously not going to name drop, but there's some key players out there that said they wish it would have made it out here to play.
Yeah, it's showing well on TV. I think Golf Channel's doing a great job.
Beautiful.
So for those, again, people are getting exposed to it. I actually got an email today from a gentleman that lives in Las Vegas, and he said, I'd never heard of Black Desert until I read it on the magazine this week, which kind of is hard for me to believe living in Vegas with all that's going on here. That said, there's still people that this is their first exposure. So as the managing director here, managing partner, how would you overall describe what this is here at Black Desert?
Well, I think the number one thing is that there is not another spot in the United States that has what we have right here. That the reason we have more state and national parks surrounding us is we have three major ecosystems that converge right here where Black Desert is set. And you just can't get this anywhere else. The contrast of colors and is just amazing. But to couple that with a massive resort that has everything you want to have an amazing vacation outside of golf just makes it a one-of-a-kind destination. There's not another place like it.
And it's going to be something that's going to be continue to be built upon and continue to, evolve as you go along, because this is beautiful as it is right now. But there's a lot coming. There's a lot coming.
Yes, there's a lot more to come, and there's this tournament is going to evolve.
Yes,
and then as you guys know, we're the only stop in the United States, only course that has both the men and the women playing. As Doug Ferguson at AP said, I told him there were two. He said, that's not true because Grant Thornton doesn't count because that's a combined event. You know, I said, okay, then we're the only one. But we're going to do some amazing, incredible things for the women. We'll unveil what those things are, things that have never been done before. We're going to keep the spotlight on the men this weekend, of course, and then we'll shortly thereafter tell everybody what we're going to do. But this men's event is going to evolve. And I'll just tell you right now, this will be the first time I'm saying this on air. They hate it. You know, my partners hate it when I'm bold and I say things that are outlandish and impossible, but then we do it. Yeah. Right. And so I told the PGA Tour, get to scrambling, get to shuffling. We need this and we will get this in the spring within a couple of years.
Oh, well, hey,
wow.
So, I mean, being in the regular schedule is obviously something a lot of people want. Fall schedule is great. The weather is perfect this time of year. Maybe a little warm for seasonally right now, but we have actually talked a little bit about that. Where would you slot in? You can't do it on the West Coast swing because January, February is too much of a risky cold right here. So it'd have to be, what, March, sometime before the Masters? That's, or coming out of the Masters? Maybe?
Right around there, but I'm not going to try to figure that out. I'm going to let the PGA figure that out.
So you're throwing it out there. I love that. Real quickly, regarding the ladies, I was asked a couple of times this week, how do you think this golf course will play? You've got it set up for the men this week. How will it be similar or different when the ladies come to town? And I think that's the beauty of what Weisskopf did. It's playable from really any tees and any distance.
That's right. I think it's going to play great for the ladies. The LPGA will come out and really do some great analysis of where the ladies will be teeing off from and the distance of the course that it'll be played. But we've got enough. You've been out there enough to know that we've got enough tee boxes to accommodate any skill level, and we'll challenge the ladies just fine. I think they'll love the course.
By the way, the little side tee box on two, the little surprise in round number
yesterday
one.
Yesterday in round one.
Yeah, that was something. I looked at PGAtour.com and Shot Tracker showed them teeing off on the left side of the first green. And I was like, why are they showing that? I didn't even know we had a tee box over
right.
there. It was in the yardage book, so obviously it wasn't a surprise to everybody. But any other little surprises that the players might encounter this weekend?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think they're all this because it's an inaugural event, everything's a surprise. Yeah, you know, most of them haven't been here before. Yeah. But I'm waiting for the, I can't wait till the Tim West, I mean, I don't expect everybody to know who that is, but he's the golfer whisperer, and he writes a report. He knows every one of them. He's been to every tournament for 36 years, and he gets a report from every golfer. He's going to give that to us, and so we can get great feedback and know what we can do better next year and the year after.
Oh, I love that.
Well, and that's the cool thing about being here and the first one. You learn so much that the second one's going to be just that much better, and then it's going to continue on for the next 5 years.
Yeah, having said that, you know, you guys know, I always thinking big and always wanted to be the best. I have to tell you that these words have probably never come out of my mouth before, but that first day, that first opening day, it exceeded my expectations. I was So I was surprised. I think the number one thing that surprised me, aside from how quickly the players took to this resort, was how well organized in year one. I mean, the mayor called me last night at 8 p.m. and he said, I'm going to give you a compliment that you probably didn't get today from anyone else. He said, I called all my planning commission members, city council members, and I said, how many of you have, you know, negative emails from residents that are upset about something? The answer was zero.
Wow. Awesome.
Not one negative comment to the city.
Yeah, that's amazing. And I expected Snow Canyon Parkway, the main feed into the resort, was going to be a bit of a nightmare getting in here in the mornings and leaving in the afternoons. And the way that I'm guessing it's the way the parking lots and the shuttles were set up. It's literally a piece of cake to drive right to the resort. It's unreal.
Yeah, everybody's making that same comment. Like, how did all these people get here?
Yeah, yeah. And bicycling. How about that? I didn't even know there was a bike.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they actually have a bike lane and bike parking.
And bike parking.
And, you know, this community is so active. Everybody has e-bikes. I thought that was brilliant. It's a lot easier to park bikes than it is cars. So I thought that was a great idea.
Yep, yep. Super good.
Yeah. So, hey, Patrick Manning joining us here on Real Golf Radio. All right, so... Resort-wise, people have seen the resort. They're going to continue to watch it over the weekend. By the way, a friend of mine is in Scotland during the second round watching it at a pub, and he sent me a picture, Black Desert, on the Scottish pub wall. I thought, this is crazy. Anyway, when people have seen this, now they want to come experience it for themselves. What's the opportunity for experiencing Black Desert? Is Black Desert technically open now?
Yeah, so we weren't supposed to open Black Desert until the spring of 2025, and we weren't supposed to have a PGA tournament until October of 2025, but the PGA called and said, hey, we really, really need you to pull this into 24 of October 24. And, you know, at first I just said no, because we won't be ready. But we found a way to pull this forward to get ready for, you know, just this week. But now it's like, we don't want to shut the thing down again.
Right.
And so we came up with this idea to create a preview, similarly to what we did when we had the first nine holes open for the golf course. So we're going to do a preview period where we want everybody to come experience Black Desert, the restaurants, just all the stuff. So after the play ends for the tournament and until March 30th of next year, you can come stay at Black Desert for only $199 a night, which is like 50% off of what we're going to be once we have the grand opening. But furthermore, if you have a Utah State issued ID, you can go to blackdesertresort.com. You can book it for $199 a night, and a Utahan, just paying back, this is Utah's tournament, Utah's resort, you also get a $50 a day resort credit. So $199 plus a $50 meal or $50 pro shop, shopping whatever. Spree, whatever it is. But that's just for Utah. And that's promo code Utah.
Got it. All right. Perfect.
And I saw that on social media this morning.
Yeah. That's awesome. Really cool. Hey, Patrick, thanks so much, man. It's like I said, congratulations. I think you and I had a conversation. Bob and I have been around the tour for 25 years, and you're like, hey, we're going to do a tour event next year. And I'm like, no, you're not. And I mean, it was just like,
and I had those questions. I had them this week. I saw friends out on the golf course, and they said, how did they get this in just a year?
Yeah.
You know?
And, and you did. You pulled it off. And so credit to you and all the team. I know it's not just you, and you'll be the first to say that. Yeah. There's a lot of people that have worked really, really hard. But it's special. And I think people are seeing it. It's a special place. It's unlike anything else you'll see anywhere in the country. And I'm excited to see all those that come and enjoy the resort. So well done. Applause to you. And thanks again for taking the time.
Yep. Thanks, guys. Right. Appreciate it.
You got it. Patrick Manning, managing partner of Black Desert Resort and Reef Capital Partners, joining us here on Real Golf Radio from the Black Desert Championship. More of the show continues next.
Hear that? That's the sound of 1.5% cash back on every purchase you make with the Agility Cash Visa credit card from Zions Bank. Whether at the grocery store, the dog groomer, or your favorite bistro, the Agility Cash card gives you 1.5% cash back every time, everywhere. For the card that pays, Zions Bank is for you. Apply today at zionsbank.com/agility. Subject to credit approval, terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See a banker for details. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, N.A., member FDIC.
By now, you've heard about Black Desert Resort in St. George. You've seen the picturesque photos of the Tom Weisskopf Designed Championship Golf Course. You've heard that the PGA and LPGA tours are coming to Black Desert. You've probably heard there's going to be a water park and other things. You've heard right. But did you know that you can own a piece of Black Desert Resort? Go to blackdesertresort.com and sign up to learn about exclusive real estate opportunities available right now. The interest and demand has been enormous, and phase one is nearly sold out. As an owner, you'll enjoy discounted and priority tee times, discounts on spa treatments, dining, shopping, and more. And when you're not staying at Black Desert, you can put your unit in the resort rental program, which will provide rental income for you. Year-round family fun awaits at Black Desert Resort. Don't miss out. Sign up today to learn more at blackdesertresort.com. That's blackdesertresort.com. Black Desert Resort, unlike anything you've experienced before.
This is the new AI One, the most intelligent putter ever created. Its AI-designed insert doesn't just feel a little better or roll a little better. It gets you up to 21% closer to the hole on off-center hits. The performance gains of AI One are so dramatic, not playing it will leave you lagging behind. Putt smarter with the new AI One putters from Odyssey, the number one putter on tour.
You've heard us talk about the amazing capabilities of Mountainland Truck Outfitters to outfit your truck, van, or commercial vehicle. But did you know that Mountainland Truck Outfitters now has a mobile sandblasting system that they can bring on site to you or your business? And Mountainland Truck Outfitters now has an exclusive powder coating shop offering virtually any color you want. See Mountainland Truck Outfitters in Provo to custom outfit your truck with lifts, leveling kits, spray-in bed liners, commercial truck bodies, wheels, tires, powder coating, sandblasting, lighting, hitches, and other accessories. Go to mountainlandtruck.com. That's MTNLNDtruck.com.
To beat the best, or to beat your best, it takes a standard most aren't used to. Like perfecting our seamless aero design for ultra-consistent flight, innovating new processes to create a hyper-fast soft core, using advanced materials to make a ball feel like nothing before. When your standards for performance are high, play the ball that sets them even higher. Introducing Chrome Tour, the new gold standard.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
All right, welcome back to the show. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, and our good friend from Golf Channel and golfchannel.com, Rex Hoggard, is joining us right now. Rex, how's it going, man?
It's good. It's been an eventful week, but we're all fine.
Well, let's start there. That was a brief update. Look, that was brutal. The video and the pictures. Glad to hear you're okay. Kind of give us an assessment of what it's like there in the Orlando area.
I've lived in Florida my entire life, been through a lot of storms, and this one just felt different. And I was actually in New York City at the Ryder Cup When You're Out event and decided to fly home a couple days early just to make sure I was here with my family. And I think in Orlando, we actually were spared probably the worst of it. It looks like it kind of tracked a little bit to the south, and we didn't get what everyone was anticipating, but it was pretty scary. We were up all night long, and we had winds to about 80, 90 miles an hour here at the house, and had a bunch of trees come down. But luckily, we didn't lose power. So usually we lose power, so that was a pretty encouraging sign.
So the crazy thing is you've had, the state has had a couple weeks of hurricanes that have come through, and the last one went up through Georgia and up into North Carolina. A lot of reports coming out of Augusta, but kind of crazy for everything to be happening in such a quick space of time.
And like I said, I've been through so many of these. Normally, I probably wouldn't put a lot of thought into it. Again, we live in Orlando; it's the middle part of the state. Even when we do get storms, it's usually just a lot of rain and some wind. But when you see what happened with Helene and all the way up into North Carolina, into the mountains, I mean, that's unprecedented. And so that concerned me a little bit when you have a storm that went, I think it went from a category 1 to a category 5 within hours. And I've never seen that in my entire life. It was truly remarkable what was happening. It was terrifying, actually.
Yeah, well, again, we're glad to hear that you're good and you're safe for now. And I know there's a lot of people that are still got a lot of work and digging out and that kind of thing. So I'm wishing you all the best out there. Wanted to get your thoughts. You mentioned you were in New York at the Ryder Cup meeting, and Bob and I had a chance to be at Bethpage earlier this fall, play the golf course and get around. What a huge venue. I was reminded, we were there in 2009 when Lucas Glover won, and back in 2002 and that kind of thing. But it reminds you how big that property is. And of course the Ryder Cup being, you know, the biggest event, it's going to be crazy out there next year, isn't it?
It is. It's going to be amazing. And you look at what the PGA of America has in store. I didn't get a chance to do the walkthrough. That was actually on Thursday. So I flew home the day before that happened. But when you look at what they've done, they've kind of shifted the first tee a little bit, not to get into the weeds here, but they that allowed them to build an amphitheater that will surround the first tee and the 18th green. And so we've seen it in recent years at the Ryder Cup where everything just gets bigger and bigger and bigger every 2 years at this event. This is even going to be bigger than anything we've ever experienced. I think the grandstand that they build is going to hold 5,000 people. Wow. And not just 5,000 people, there'll be 5,000 New Yorkers. So we know exactly what that's going to be like. And we spent some time talking about this last week. I think this is going to be a Ryder Cup like nothing we've ever experienced.
Well, and talk about that because I've read your articles from the Ryder Cup, and like you said, this is going to be one that we haven't experienced before. And having had PGAs and U.S. Opens and that kind of thing, this is going to be a different animal, especially for the U.S. team as compared to the Europeans.
And I thought Keegan Bradley, the U.S. captain, did a good job of sort of pointing out that. He was asked a couple times about what do you expect from the galleries? And it seems to me in the PGA of America has a very, very distinct plan in place to deal with unruly fans, loud fans, fans who go over the top, fans who go too far, however it is you want to put it. However, Keegan was really quick to say it's not just going to be the Europeans that the New York fans will turn on. If we're not producing, they will turn on us really, really quickly because we've seen it in every other sport. New York Jets being the primary example right now. They're not the most loyal fans when it comes to their home team not performing well. So the pressure is certainly going to be equal for both sides. I guess the part that I walked away from, and I've done this a couple times now, and I feel like I'm starting to sound like a broken record, and the Ryder Cup is such a different animal when it comes to anything else in the sport. And look, I'm partial to the Masters and the U.S. Open and the Open Championship, and those championships are so special. However, there is nothing in golf that can compare to the Ryder Cup. The way, just the vibe that it brings, the energy that it brings, and sometimes it's over the top. And we've seen it in recent Ryder Cups. And you could say that Rome was a little bit over the top, Whistling Straits before that. And you can keep going back and back and back. And it seems like every 2 years we hear about stories of players feel like, no, the fans were over the top. It was too much. And I kind of come at this from a little bit different perspective. And golf always wants to talk about being a mainstream sport or moving closer to being a mainstream sport. And my argument is always mainstream sports are kind of ugly sometimes. And sometimes that means fans aren't going to act exactly like we want them to. And if you want to be in that environment, we'll be there soon enough. Augusta National can't get here soon enough. And every fan there knows that there is a decorum that you have to adhere to. When it comes to the Ryder Cup, especially a Bethpage Ryder Cup, there's going to be no rules.
Rex Hager joining you. The No Rules Ryder Cup. That sounds perfect. They're going to put a different warning sign on Bethpage for that one, right? Oh, my goodness. Hey, were you surprised, given what you've just said, that Sergio is striving to get himself on that team somehow? He can't have fond memories of that place. I mean, he got hammered last time they played there.
And I'll go back a few years, and we had this conversation a few weeks ago when Keegan was named captain of the U.S. team. And I was as surprised as the next person. I don't want to make it sound like I wasn't. And I may be a little disappointed, but not because I don't feel like Keegan's going to be a good captain. I feel like there's a lot of potential there. I feel like he has the energy and the passion and everything you want to see out of a captain. My only criticism of this had nothing to do with Keegan. It had to do with the scenario where just 3 years ago, maybe a little bit more than that, we were looking at a scenario that it was going to be Sergio as the European captain at Bethpage and some combination of either Tiger or Phil as the U.S. captain on this side. And you're thinking to yourself, that's about as good a scenario as you can possibly get in that environment. And we ended up with Luke Donald and Keegan Bradley. And I don't want to say that dismissively. Luke Donald was a brilliant captain last year in Rome. I do think Keegan is going to be a good captain, but you're right. I don't know what motivates Sergio. I mean, I guess that event means so much to him and all of the Europeans. I get it. But I would probably take a year off and try to reconnect when we go back to Europe for Adair Manor in Ireland, because it is not going to be a pleasant experience for many of those Europeans.
No doubt about it. Rex Hager, Golf Channel, joining us. Is this thing just a home team wins at this point in time in your mind?
I think so. I mean, that's recent history, and that's all you can really go on. I mean, it is what their record says it is. I don't know if, other than the crowd, and that's, we've talked about it, like that's going to be a huge factor in this. It was a huge factor in Rome. It was a huge factor a couple of years ago in Paris when the Europeans took advantage of the home field advantage. that's going to be big. I think the part that is starting to maybe mitigate a little bit and come closer to the center is how the home team sets up the golf course. And Keegan sort of talked about this in his press conference this week. And captains don't have as much leeway, don't have as much say in how the golf course is being set up. And to be quite frank, you guys just pointed out, we've been there a couple of times. We know what Bethpage Black is. It is a very, very difficult, big ballpark. And I'm not quite sure there's anything a captain could do to set it up in favor of one team or the other.
You know, you mentioned just a few moments ago, Sergio and Phil, LIV Golf, and the PGA of America has allowed them to get a way back into membership with the PGA of America to be able to qualify. Didn't know how or what type of criteria that was going to be for them to be able to qualify. But Keegan Bradley was very, it was very interesting that he said, as far as Phil was concerned, I don't know that he wants to be involved. And even as like a vice captain or something like that, your thoughts as far as what he said?
I thought that was interesting because there is an avenue back. There's an avenue back actually for both sides, which I feel like is a positive step forward for golf one way or the other. However, this is going to play out between the two sides, LIV Golf and the PGA Tour. But I will give the PGA of America credit right out of the gates for sort of changing the rules and recognizing LIV Golf as a quote-unquote recognized tour, which means their members get the A3 membership to allow them to be eligible to play for the U.S. Ryder Cup team or even in the PGA Championship. So this kind of goes beyond just the Ryder Cup. The European Tour is even taking it a step further, that players who maintain their membership or want to maintain their membership on the European Tour can do so and play in as many events as they want. So there is a scenario where you could have a huge mixture of players on the PGA Tour in LIV Golf competing in that. I think it's interesting that Phil is part of the conversation because he has meant so much to Keegan's history in that event. Right. And he played with him twice. He was a huge mentor toward him. And Keegan has not been shy or bashful about telling the story. However, Keegan was really quick to say, I don't think Phil's in a position right now where he wants to be a vice captain, and I can see that.
Yeah, I'm not sure the PR would be the best to step in right there, but you know, again, I think it's going to be a process with the fans for Phil to be. Yeah, I think Phil comes back at some point in time. I don't know how soon or what that process is, but it's going to take some massaging, I think, to be able to get back in those good graces. We just came off the President's Cup. You know, there was some hope there after the second day sweep by the international team to even things up. That man, this is going to be a thriller, and we've had some great thrillers in the President's Cup. Just because it's always tend to gone the United States way, we've had some great matches. Turned into kind of a one-sided affair at the end of the day. What do we take away from what we see in that President's Cup to what we want to see out of an American team in the Ryder Cup?
I think you look first, and you pointed out, probably the two best days in the President's Cup, at least in recent memory, in my mind, were Thursday and Friday. Because, as you pointed out, the American swept day one and the international swept day two. That thing that happened on Friday had never happened before. The internationals had never done that in that format. So I think it's important to point out that that was an historic day. They turned it around. They made a game of it. And we all know how it finished up. I think when you apply it to the Ryder Cup, and we know it's a different animal, and even though the stakes seem to be the same, the odds seem to be the same, when you look at the spread between the U.S. team and the international team, it's almost identical when it comes to the world ranking average to the U.S. team and the European team at the Ryder Cup. There's no reason the events should be so distinctly different. I think the difference is that when the Europeans get together, they find just that special gear. They find something to play for, whether that's Seve or Luke Donald or whatever the case may be. Those captains, that organization does a really good job. And I think what you're going to end up with, and this goes to the question you just asked, there seems to be such a home course bias now. But the way Luke Donald proved himself in Rome, as just, I'll say it, I felt like he was a brilliant captain. Like when you start hearing stories from the team room and the things that he did and all the little just nuances of making sure everything was perfect and every player knew exactly what their job was, I can see a scenario where this comes down to the very last match on Sunday, and that's the best case scenario always.
You know, and Keegan Bradley even went so far to say, as the team room and the brotherhood of the players on the U.S. side was getting a lot closer and closer. And is that basically the tipping point as far as the team gelling together and being able to play together as a team?
I think so. And this is going to be, or this was, such a vastly different team. You know, there were so many new names and new faces on that President's Cup team last month. at Rural Montreal, and it will, I'm sure, be a very, very similar scenario when it comes to Bethpage next year for the U.S. Ryder Cup team. And they seem to have no fear. When you look at what happened on Friday, and it would have been really easy for some of those younger players, some of those players who hadn't been in that scenario before, to get overwhelmed by the moment. And we didn't really see that from anyone. I think Brian Harman was really the only American that didn't play well in that scenario. Every other American contributed on some level. It's going to be fun, not just looking ahead to Bethpage, but again, I mentioned it, that after that, in 2 years, you go to Europe and you go to Ireland at Dare Manor. And I think the parity in this event is what makes it so special, and it seems like there's only more parity now than there's ever been before.
Rex Hager joining us here on Real Golf Radio. Hey, before we let you go, we're out here at Black Desert in the Black Desert Championship. It's the first time the PGA Tour has made a stop back in Utah in over 60 years, and it's at a brand new resort in the southern part of the state, closer to Vegas than it actually is Salt Lake. It's about 2 hours north on I-15 from Vegas, and you're about 3.5 hours south on I-15 from Salt Lake City. I'm just curious, if Golf Channel's out here doing the broadcast, I know you're not here, but you do have power in Florida, so have you had a chance to see it? I think the Golf Channel is doing a great job of portraying it, but man, it is looking good.
It does, and it looks phenomenal on TV, and I know that's kind of sort of just from the TV perspective, you always want to do the visuals. That's why Golf Channel loves it when there's events at Liberty National in New Jersey or some other venue that where you can sort of make it part of the scene, and I felt like that's what NBC did so well during the Olympics, that Paris became part of the Olympics. And I think in this particular case, the desert, the beauty, everything about that place has become part of the broadcast, part of the tournament. I've loved every minute watching it.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, we appreciate that. We're, of course, curious how it was going to go off. It's a new course. The players seem to like it. And did you know there was this, like, player whisperer guy? were you aware of that whole thing?
I was, but this week sort of opened up my eyes.
Cool. There's a player whisperer guy, and apparently he talks to the players and gives them feedback on whether or not they should play at a particular event or what have you. And yeah, and what I'm told is that they gather comments back, and he said, "I really undersold this place to the guys, and I think you're going to have a really strong field in the future." So we're excited out here. It's been fun to see, and it's kind of fun to have that traveling circus come into town. You've seen it, you know, hundreds of times, but it's pretty cool when it drops into your backyard and see what these guys can do. So yeah, thanks again to the Golf Channel. They're doing a great job, and I hope you enjoy it over the weekend.
I'm telling you, when it comes to players and they talk about the venues they want to play, and look, schedule factors into this, but it's always venue, location, location, location. And this particular venue has come off really well. Congratulations.
Yeah, well, thank you. I appreciate that. Rex, we always appreciate your time. Glad that you're safe, and wishing you and all there in Florida all the best.
Appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
You got it. We'll talk to you again soon. Rex Hager, Golf Channel and golfchannel.com. Really enjoy talking golf with Rex. So we'll take a short break. Stay tuned. Hour number two, the back nine's coming up next.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home.
we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Sports Shorts, I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico Insurance. The New York Mets will play the Los Angeles Dodgers in the League Championship Series. The Dodgers won Game 5 over the Padres 2-0. One New York team has their series set now. However, the other New York team awaits who they will face off in their League Championship Series. The New York Yankees will either play the Cleveland Guardians or the Detroit Tigers. The Tigers and the Guardians going into Game 5 at Progressive Field. Game 1 of the WNBA took place and resulted in an overtime win as the Minnesota Lynx took the first dub over the New York Liberty 95-93. Game 2 is set coming up on Sunday in New York. Speaking of Sunday, NFL in London kicks us off again for Week 6 as the Jaguars take on the Bears. Other Sunday NFL games include the Bucks going against the Saints, the Washington Commanders play the Baltimore Ravens, the Cardinals will face off against Green Bay, the Tennessee Titans will play the Colts, the Texans have a big noon game against the Patriots, the Browns and the Eagles will face off, the Chargers play the Broncos, and the Steelers go against the Raiders. The Falcons will look to get a win over the Panthers, the Dallas Cowboys face off against the Detroit Lions, and ending Sunday Night Football, the Bengals go against the Giants. For Monday Night Football, the Bills and the Jets are set to face off. That's your Sports Shorts presented by Geico Insurance. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
There are so many things I love about fall weather. The crisp air, the changing leaves, it's all so magical. Until my kids catch a chill outside. That's where Kohl's comes in. With cozy layers, warm jeans, and more. I found all the styles my kids need when the seasons change. Plus, I got 20% off with a coupon and earn Kohl's cash. So here's my style forecast. Prep better for fall weather at Kohl's. Select styles. Offers end October 20th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Sports in 60 times 2. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico and Geico.com. We hit the halfway point of the college football season, and different storylines continue to unfold, and more focus will be put on the playoff picture. Our play of the day went down last week as we go to the Tar Heel well one too many times with their homecoming loss to Pitt, and our play of the day record falls to 4-2. This week we head to Florida, and before we go any further, our thoughts and prayers go out there as well as to other parts of the country hit by the 1-2 punch of the two monster hurricanes. The folks at the University of Central Florida are ready to go, and they host Cincinnati in this Big 12 matchup we're looking at. The distractions of the midweek hurricane add to what is already an odd vibe coming out of Orlando. Prior to last week's loss to Florida in Gainesville, five UCF players announced they were redshirting and entering the transfer portal. Add injuries from the prior week and the Knights' loss as 11.5-point favorites to Colorado at home, and it looks like an extended losing streak, much like last season's five-game midseason one that almost cost UCF a bowl game, is setting up. The Bearcats are coming off a bye week after a heartbreaking 44-41 loss to Texas Tech. Cincinnati quarterback Brendan Sorsby hopes this week off helps heal some of the Bearcat wounds, as most of his running backs landed on the shelf in Lubbock, and he was forced to rush and had a personal high of 52 yards on the ground in the setback. Cincinnati has averaged over 33 points per game this season and seemingly are not facing the many layers of adversity that the host team is. We're going to take the Bearcats plus 3.5 in this 3:30 p.m. Eastern kickoff. Sports in 60 times 2, presented by Geico and Geico.com. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best? What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Well, we have nine more holes to go, so how about you two fellas follow me to the 10th tee?
On to the back nine, hour number two of Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of Hall of Famer Billy Casper.
Two players down the middle on the 10th hole.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Well, thank you very much, and again, welcome into the back nine, hour number two of Real Golf Radio. So good to be here at Black Desert Resort, the inaugural Black Desert Championship here at this brand new resort featuring a Tom Weisskopf championship design. Players are getting their first look at it out there. They're trying to figure it out. Some of the guys have figured it out.
Yeah.
We've seen course records just shattered all over the place. I think the 60 is going to hold. I don't think we're going to see
you
59.
Think?
I do.
Yeah, 60 will hold. You know, there's been 60s and 59s played this year on the PGA Tour.
There has. So,
yeah.
The difference is I think, again, talking to on Tuesday afternoon, Wednesday. It was Wednesday afternoon. We were talking to our head superintendent, and he mentioned that they were shutting the water off on the greens for the rest of the
Correct.
Week. So I think with a little bit of breeze that's been coming up in the afternoon, the 90-degree temperatures, and the fact that they've laid the water off, I think you're going to see these greens continue to firm up, continue to get faster, and that, you know, as the caddy always says, firm, fast greens. That's
absolutely.
How you
absolutely and when you turn that water off, you start to get a little bit of a tinge of kind of that purplish kind of color, and it just, there's nothing there to hold the blades of grass up, and it becomes more difficult, and I expect that to be more and more as we go on the rest of the week. But the rounds between the first round and the second round, definitely lower in the first round than the second round.
And I think they wanted guys to get off to a good start. It's the first event. We wanted to see how are the tour players actually going to play this. You know, what is, you want them to have a good first experience. Look, we had a hole in one. We had guys holing out from fairways. We had the 60 out there. So, you know, okay, now we've seen what they're going to do.
Yeah.
You get all that data. Now how do we want to kind of massage this a yep. little bit? And that's great. Better to do it that way, 100% better than to set it up so hard that the guys come off the course complaining,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Because, you know, like I said from the very beginning, you want the golf course to hold up and hold its own, but you don't necessarily need this thing to be a U.S. Open venue. You don't need it to be, you know, this is at the end of the day, marketing effort for Black Desert, and you want the guys to be loving it when they come off.
I want to hear about that tour player whisperer.
Yeah, it's just
I got to hear more about that.
Yeah, I mean, Patrick, you know, Manning told us a little bit about it in hour number one, and apparently this guy kind of he's the guy you got to get to know if you have an event, no doubt about it. Hey, yep. we'll talk about it all next. We're just getting started here on the back nine from the Black Desert Championship right here on Real Golf Radio.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, I hear Staples can print everything for my business.
Sure can.
And the quality is guaranteed?
Absolutely.
Plus, you'll beat any price quote. Is that right?
For sure.
How about this one?
We'll beat it.
Can you print menus, signs, and flyers?
Sure can.
How about blueprints?
No problem.
What about red prints?
Not a real thing.
What if they were?
We'd print them. And they'd look amazing.
Now at Staples, print more, save more. Up to $150 off your print purchase. Ends 11-2. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for offer details and staples.com/price match for in-store price match guarantee.
There are so many things I love about fall weather. The crisp air, the changing leaves. It's all so magical. Until my kids catch a chill outside. That's where Kohl's comes in. With cozy layers, warm jeans, and more. I found all the styles my kids need when the seasons change. Plus, I got 20% off with a coupon. And earn Kohl's cash. So here's my style forecast. Prep better for fall weather at Kohl's. Select styles. Offers end October 20th. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Members, it's here. Milo's Rewards Week deals for members only are up for grabs. Get up to 40% off store-wide on hundreds of items, including select bath products. Plus, save $10 on one-gallon cans and $50 on five-gallon pails of Valspar Signature Paint. So what are you waiting for? Join for free today and get instant access to hundreds of Milo's Rewards Week deals. Lowe's knows home improvement. Offer valid 10-10 through 10-16. Program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check your sunroof is closed first before driving through the car wash.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Oh, no. Wait, whoa.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
Total Wireless is made to totally keep up with you. We now have unlimited data that never slows you down, covered by the Verizon 5G network, and all for less than $30 a month when you get four lines. And the best part? We give you a free Samsung Galaxy A54 5G when you switch to the Total 5G Plus Unlimited plan. Visit your local Total Wireless store today. Total Wireless, we're totally with you. Actual speeds may vary by location. For data management practices, see TotalWireless.com.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Welcome back. It's Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper from the Black Desert Championship here at Black Desert Resort in Ivins, Utah. Thanks again for being alongside. Find us where your favorite podcasts are found. You can also hear us on the GNN Radio Network, on iHeartRadio, as well as the Real Golf Radio Network and our flagship station, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone in Salt Lake City, Utah. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper. I had a chance to catch up with some players after round number one, including Troy Merritt, who talked to us a little bit about, yeah, unfortunately missed the cut, but he's a good friend of ours. We had a chance to go to dinner, spend some time with him, and we wanted to get his reaction, and Troy's always great. Here's what he had to say.
All right, Troy, one round in, it felt like a little bit of a tale of two nines for the guys about your time. It was calm in the morning, winds picked up in the afternoon. How big of a difference did that make?
Yeah, I wish I could say the wind was the issue, but I still hit a lot of nice shots when the wind was blowing. I just didn't make any putts. I mean, I hit two two poor shots today, a 7-iron and a wedge, and hit a lot of nice putts. Missed 2 3-footers, a 4-footer, 8-footer. I mean, I had a lot of good looks. I mean, turned 8-under and a 2-under, but that's been the story of 2024.
Your thoughts about the course and how it played today? Did you enjoy it? Was it slow, pace of play, or anything?
Pace of play wasn't too bad. We had a little snag on 7, but besides that, the pace was actually quite nice. I thought it played very fair. I mean, the greens, yeah, might have got a little bumpy. Maybe still need a little bit of settling to do since they're pretty new, but you know, overall they rolled pretty well, especially late in the afternoon for what they are. But yeah, hopefully just some smoother greens tomorrow and some better red putts and some more birdies.
Is it difficult to read the putts? I mean, is there some subtleties there that kind of fool you, just have first time around kind of stuff?
Oh, clearly I read them cross-eyed, but I don't know. I mean, I don't misread a lot of 3-4 footers, you know, at right center, especially two of them. I chip the ball past the hole and watch it break half a ball to the right. So just half a ball off the middle of the cup, right center, and then watch them go right, lip out hard, and just have no idea what's going on. Some tricky flags out there. Some are on some ridges and some volcanoes, but I mean, that's what they have to do. I mean, this course, you know, tee to green isn't overly difficult for the tour players, and they're going to have a lot of good looks, and they got to trick up the pin placements a little bit. Otherwise, you might see, you know, some sub 60 numbers, and you might see them anyway.
Yeah.
But no, I think it presented itself very well. It's really cool off the tee, and just the greens were frustrating.
Yep. So morning tee time tomorrow, should be calm. Get after it then.
Yeah, I'm not going to hit any more 400-yard drives in the morning like I had this afternoon, so I'll have to figure out yardages again in the morning, but smooth greens, so hopefully we can roll in a few putts.
All right, best of luck.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks, buddy.
That was Troy Merritt after round number one. Bob, you heard him talk about how he turned a 68 or 62 into a 68, and that's the story of his season. But, you know, off the tee for the year, he's 129th on the PGA Tour, giving up 0.175. That's not the case this week. He's been actually driving it phenomenal. In fact, I think he led after round number one. Number one in strokes gained off the tee. It all came down to that flat stick in the greens, as he said.
Yeah, and that was tough for him, especially, you know, in the first round, he gave away a couple shots. Second round, he gave away quite a few more. And for the first two rounds, he was minus 7.27. So almost 7.25 shots he gave away to the average player in the field. Yeah. Not the leader, the average player in the field.
7.75, almost 8 shots with the putter. That's, I mean, I've never even, I don't see strokes gained. They're usually like quarter of a shots here and there.
Or
but
one.
To see, but to see that many, that's tough to see. And, you know, I know Troy was working with some grips on his putter throughout the practice rounds and things like that. So he's searching a little bit, and it's tough because he was hitting it really well. Saw him hit some great irons. I actually saw him make some really good putts, as he talked about there in round number one. You know, it's just at the end of the day, just not enough.
Yeah, and he's got 5 more events left in this fall FedEx Cup finish. Currently 148th on the in FedEx Cup points. He'll drop to projected 151st.
Oh, boy.
So he's going to have to make up 25 spots in the next 5 events.
That's not a good place to be. No. I wonder if a guy like him, you know, he's a 2-time winner. He's got some conditional status. Would he go back and play Korn Ferry events, or would he just take the he'd probably still get into, what, a dozen events?
Yeah, he can pick and choose, and he can get in some of those events that aren't you know, signature events and that kind of thing. Plus, he can keep himself honed up, you know, with his game and that kind of thing if he wants to play a few of those Korn Ferry Tour events during the year as well.
Yeah, that's tough. Wishing him all the best. Also, had a chance to catch up with Tim Wilkinson. He's from New Zealand. Maybe you don't know a lot about Tim, but he happened to be out in the practice round on Tuesday, and I walked with him, and we caught up with him afterwards, and he's like, "You want to talk to me?" He was pretty funny, but I thought it was a fun conversation, and here it is.
Here with Tim Wilkinson. So first round here at Black Desert, we had a chance to walk a little bit in the practice rounds. How'd the golf course treat you?
Yeah, the front nine was pretty good, you know, not much wind. And then, you know, it was pretty tricky as the wind got up, just putting in the wind. You know, fairly exposed out there and some pretty strong crosswinds, you know, relatively speaking, for how tight the holes are.
Yeah.
Can get, you know, they play a lot tighter when the wind's up. So it was good. Played reasonably solidly. A little bit of a struggle coming in, but a couple under. It was okay.
Yeah.
Is it difficult is the pace of play a little bit slow because of the winds or anything, or
you know,
what's going on?
The front nine, we were, you know, waiting on the group ahead, but then the back nine, we just, we were in the middle. It felt like we were just playing by ourselves out there because the group behind was a hole and a half behind, and then you know, we may have been about a hole behind the group in front of us. So it was fine. You know, I'm not sure how long it took. It's like 5 hours 20
About 5:20.
So not too bad. You know, there's some decent walks between, you know, green and tee.
Sure.
But you know, a couple of cart rides out there on the front nine. But I thought the pace of play was fairly good.
So a lot of people are just, this is new, right? New for players, new for spectators. How would you describe Black Desert?
I think it's fantastic. I mean, the scenery is amazing. The golf course is good. You know, if there's no breeze, it's there for the taking, I think. But a little bit of wind, and some of the tee shots are much more difficult than, you know, when it was calm this morning.
Do you think there's a bit of an equalizer with length? It seems like a lot of the longer hitters are hitting shorter clubs off the tee. Shorter hitters are hitting drivers. Almost feels like everyone's sort of playing from the same spot off the tee. For the most part.
Yeah, you know, there's only a couple of holes really out there that play into the long hitter's hands. If you've got a big carry number, you can, you know, you can chew off some on 18 and on number 9, the two par 5s that close each 9. You know, you can hit much shorter club in. I had to take it a little further left just to be sure on number 9. And number 18, I'm hitting kind of more out in the middle of the right-hand part of the fairway, and some guys can just take it over the bunker.
Yeah.
So a little bit of benefit on some of those holes for long hitters. But, you know, on the seventh hole, I had driver, and the guys who I played with at 3-wood, and I had 208, and they were back there at 270. So, you know, so I think it's good. It doesn't really suit any particular style of player, I don't think. I think the player that's keeping you out of the lava, obviously, and keeping on the right correct section of the greens is going to do really well this week.
Nice. Well, thanks for your time, and play well tomorrow.
Yeah, thanks, Brian.
Okay, you thanks, bet. Tim.
There you go, Tim Wilkinson from New Zealand. Really nice guy. It was fun to be around him and to visit with him. But, you know, one of the things we asked him there was, do you think length will be somewhat equalized on this golf course? You look at the guys near the top of the leaderboard, you got Svensson, who's 85th in driving distance so far this week, and Norlander, who's 50th. So not necessarily a long hitter. So, I mean, Harris English isn't necessarily a long hitter. You know, Sam Ryder, Ben Coles, Matt McCarty. You know, I'm looking at these guys. This is Steven Yeager, who lit up the first round with that 65. You know, I look at some of these guys, and they don't jump off the page as bombers by any means, and yet they're the ones that are playing well, and they're near the top of the leaderboard.
Yeah, you're seeing a lot of, like you said, irons, fairway woods off of tees. You know, there's probably 4 or 5 holes, maybe 6 holes, where you can really kind of go at it with the driver. But for the most part, because this is visually what the guys see with the black lava and everything, most of the guys are playing very conservative to keep the ball in play and giving themselves a chance to make the cut and continue moving up the FedEx Cup points to get into that 125 category.
You know, those top two guys at the fairway or at the top of the leaderboard, they each have 2 bogeys a piece. It's bogey avoidance, right? I mean, there's plenty of birdies out there, but it's giving them back. Like Troy said, turning 62s into 68s, you know, missing a couple of shots. The one Troy mentioned, his wedge, he laid up on 9s, par 5, and he went for that back pin location, missed it by maybe a yard, and it went over the green, and he didn't get it up and down.
Yeah.
And that's just a miss. That's one of those things with a wedge you got to take advantage of. And when you don't, it feels like more than a shot. Stay tuned when we come back. More on Black Desert, rest of the news stories as well. And then the caddy, he's going to stop by. Can't wait to get his take. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Welcome back. It's Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper. Here's what Mike Weir had to say about the setup with an inaugural event here at Black Desert.
They've gotten the golf course really good in a short period of time, I think. The services inside are incredible. The food, all the guys are raving about that. I think those are the big things. From what I've heard, me driving down, and it's been pretty easy. But the guys flying in, I've heard they've been well taken care of with cars and things like that. I have my own car. But so I've heard all the things behind the scenes have been going really well.
Yeah, Mike describing the things behind the scene. And speaking of behind the scenes, here he is.
There are bag rats. And then there are caddies. Baby. Pro jocks who are legends in caddy shacks across the PGA Tour.
While we can neither confirm nor deny the existence of this legendary looper,
here he is, the caddy on Real Golf Radio.
Yeah, the caddy joins us weekly on Real Golf Radio, but it's rare that we have this kind of opportunity to talk to him from an inaugural PGA Tour event where he provided all of the yardage books. And you know what? The guys were out there and they were trying to figure their way around this new golf course using only their eyes and, of course, what Mark provided. Oh, the caddy provided.
What?
In the book. But hey, caddy, you heard Wiersey talk about how the players are excited about how things have gone, what Black Desert's done well to set this thing up for a new event, and how they're liking the food and the transportation and all that kind of thing. Some of the things that I've heard the most is their people are bragging about the caddy lounge. Caddy lounge is said to be off the charts.
So this is something I experienced just a little of it at the end of my time on the road as a caddy. But yeah, the caddy lounges now, there weren't any such things as caddy lounges when I was caddying. I remember we were at a tournament that won't go named, but there was lightning going on and there was nowhere to go. And the guards were not letting the caddies in the clubhouse to get out of the way of the lightning.
Hey, rules
things
are rules.
Things that changed substantially.
Remember the caddy trailer?
Oh, that was great.
Yeah. Gypsy?
Yeah. Gypsy used to,
yep.
Gypsy caddied on the tour, but then he drove around the motorhome.
Yes.
And, you went in there for lunch. It was great.
Yep. Mm.
See, trailers, shacks, barns. That's what you had when you guys were caddy, and now they have lounges.
Now they have lounges.
Yeah, first class.
Yeah.
Pond be good for you.
Pond be good for you. Pond, pool.
So yeah, it's a different world out there now. And in fact, the caddy dining areas, lounges, whatever you want to call them, are so good at some tournaments that the players come and hang out there instead of the player areas.
Well, that's what we saw with, remember when we finished up, I don't know if you were with me, but I was, it was Tuesday practice round.
Yeah.
And I was with Troy Merritt and his caddy, Jerry, from Ireland. And they got on the cart and they said, where do you want to go? And they said, caddy lounge. That's what Troy said. We're going caddy lounge.
Yep.
So that's caddy where lounge. They headed.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah, things have gotten better.
Pretty good stuff.
And for the media as well. It's been pretty good this week.
Even the regular media that are out here that cover other sports, they're like, this is amazing. Not what we're used to.
Yeah.
I said something to the caddy the other night, Bob, that you might get a chuckle. He certainly got a chuckle out of it. And I said, you know, one thing I was reminded of, maybe, or I didn't realize or reminded of, however you want to put it, is that, you know, we know about the tour players, but I didn't remember the caddies today. They have pretty big egos themselves. And he just started laughing. He thought that was pretty funny. But it's interesting. I saw in that practice round, Tim Wilkinson's caddy did not like it that Tim was raking his own bunker in the practice round. And he was kind of worked up. I said, you okay? You tired? He goes, no. Because I'm just upset that my guy won't let me do my job. He keeps doing my job for me in there. And I'm like, bro, let him rake the bunker, man. Dude. What are you talking about? So, but he wasn't having it. He did not like that. That's my job.
Once you've been out there a couple of years, Bob.
Yep.
You develop what I call the cattitude. That's when you know you're a journeyman, when you have the cattitude, which means any marshal is fair game, and anything a marshal says is going to be something that they shouldn't have said, and. No marshal shall go unpunished during the week. You got these nice folks. They're mostly retired. They paid for their uniforms. They got to park out in some other county and take three shuttle buses in through dusty roads and get there. And they're just trying to help you out, but nope. Just marshals out there. Here's my advice. Just don't say anything and just stay out of the way and don't move.
Stay out of the way. So whether it's the caddy or the player, marshals will get abused.
So that brings up another story. So I was sitting on one in the first round, and they surprised the players with a left tee on two. I didn't even know, by the way, there was a tee box over there. In fact, when I looked at my shot link, I was like, why does shot link show that they're teeing off on the left side of one green? Like, the tee box is on the right side and behind one green. Right. So. As it turns out, there was a tee, and it was a bit of a surprise. So this marshal for I don't care. It was Ryan Moore's caddy. He was actually really cool, and Ryan Moore about hit some of the gallery sitting on the right side of one. And so this guy did a slow motion roll like somersault kind of thing to get out of the way. And he walks over and he goes, "Everybody okay? We saw a very athletic move there to avoid that." Anyway, the marshal standing there, he'd put the ropes down, and the guy was telling him what to do. And he goes, by the way, he goes, the tees you're playing are on that side. He goes, and it was funny. The caddy says, you know what? He goes, thank you. That is actually helpful information. And he said it so surprised as if he never gets any good information. So that was the first part of it to what you're saying there, caddy. The second part was now Moore's caddy wanted to tell one of the other caddies wanted to pass along the information. And as he went walking by with the bag towards where number two tee ought to be, he says to him, hey, we're teeing off on the other side. To which that caddy glared at him and said, I'm just going to help out my guy. And I was like, see, there's the caddy. Yep. There's the cattitude.
Dude.
Just trying to help him out a little bit. And he's snapping back at his other fellow caddy. He was just passing on the information.
The caddy, it's been a long year. That's all I'm going to say. It's been a long year.
And they got five more to go.
Yep, they do. Yep.
Okay, I'm full of caddy stories here, so I wanted to bounce it off. Here's one more I hadn't shared with you yet, caddy, okay? So one of the Korean guys, I can't remember which one it was, but he was out there, and he had missed his putt coming. He was putting directly at where I was sitting on one, and he had about a six-footer coming back, and he waited till it was his turn. And as he lined up his putt, he was kind of being deliberate, I would say. And his caddy started coming over closer. Now, you see this with Spieth a lot, right? And what does Greller do? He holds the towel out, right? And just before Jordan goes to hit or whatever, he'll wipe his hand on the towel and then go. I've seen that kind of stuff. That's normal. Well, right in the middle of this player's putting routine, his pre-putt routine, the caddy is holding a Stanley, like, water bottle.
Mug, yeah.
And I'm not even kidding. This was obviously part of his routine. As the player was lining it up, the caddy holds out the water bottle, and without even looking, the player reaches over, takes the water bottle, takes a little sip from the plastic straw, hands it back, and goes in to putt. Now, have you ever seen that caddy?
Pre-shot routine.
Where the pre-shot routine includes a sip of water before you go in to make your five-footer for par. Cleaning up for par, you got to take a sip. Are you kidding me?
If you eliminate water from that question, I would say John Daly. Yes, John Daly. But actually, that's impressive. I've never seen that. I think we're taking hydration to a whole nother level in the desert here. I got a newsflash. You don't need to carry a bottle of hydrating stuff around with you to survive. You can go a whole day without any water and you're going to be just fine, unless you're already dehydrated.
Yeah.
I just have a little pet peeve about everybody carrying around a 58-gallon jug of water and having to have it everywhere you go at all times to survive anymore in this cruel world.
Not to mention that there's a water bottle on every tee in a cooler for you.
Right.
Every tee. I mean, and it's not like it's smoking hot out there either. It's nice.
It's pretty hot.
It's not okay. That hot. Well, yeah. It's low 90s, caddy. Little bit of cloud cover.
Oh, that's nice.
Little bit breeze in the afternoon. It's pretty nice.
It's not the heat, it's the humidity.
Caddy, so you did the book at this golf course. This is the first time PGA Tour's been here. What do you think of the golf course, having seen it and having done the book for it?
Well, it's unique. Let's put it this way. If you flashed a quick picture of most holes on the PGA Tour, unless you're at like 7 at Pebble, it's hard to tell where you are. Right? What course is that? Oh, I don't know. Black Desert, you're going to immediately go, oh, that's Black Desert. It looks like nothing else. It doesn't even look like the lava courses in Hawaii because you don't have a big red mountain there framing you in from all sides, right? So it's very unique. It's the variety of holes is cool. Every hole is totally different than every other hole. I mean, think about that, right? You say, hey, what's number 8? And boom, it comes right to mind exactly what it is. So that's pretty cool when you have a course that none of the holes look the same. It's not a difficult course for these guys. And it's not a bomber's course, which is kind of cool. There's only a handful of courses on tour that don't kind of play to the bomber's hand. So it's a nice event, kind of like Hartford, Harbortown, the Players' Championship, where Colonial, where the whole field has a real good shot at winning, and it doesn't eliminate guys from winning. So that's kind of nice. And someone on TV was saying on the Walk and Talk yesterday, it's a great line. They said, when this resort gets built out, which it will be by next year, I'm assuming everything will be done. I mean, it's going to be just awesome, right? It should be obvious by now that I kind of like this place.
Love to hear it. Thanks, Caddy. Hold on. We're going to come back after a short break and continue more with the Caddy from the Black Desert Championship right here on Real Golf Radio. By now, you've heard about Black Desert Resort in St. George. You've seen the picturesque photos of the Tom Weisskopf Design Championship Golf Course. You've heard that the PGA and LPGA tours are coming to Black Desert. You've probably heard there's going to be a water park and other things. You've heard right. But did you know that you can own a piece of Black Desert Resort? Go to blackdesertresort.com and sign up to learn about exclusive real estate opportunities available right now. The interest and demand has been enormous, and phase one is nearly sold out. As an owner, you'll enjoy discounted and priority tee times, discounts on spa treatments, dining, shopping, and more. And when you're not staying at Black Desert, you can put your unit in the resort rental program, which will provide rental income for you. Year-round family fun awaits at Black Desert Resort. Don't miss out. Sign up today to learn more at blackdesertresort.com. That's blackdesertresort.com. Black Desert Resort, unlike anything you've experienced before.
Hear that? That's the sound of 1.5% cash back on every purchase you make with the Agility Cash Visa credit card from Zions Bank. Whether at the grocery store, the dog groomer, or your favorite bistro, the Agility Cash card gives you 1.5% cash back every time, everywhere. For the card that pays, Zions Bank is for you. Apply today at zionsbank.com/agility. Subject to credit approval, terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See a banker for details. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, N.A., member FDIC.
Hi, this is Brian Taylor from my friends at Hoops Vision. As with any health procedure, you want to make sure you're going to get the best care with the best science, technology, and experience, especially when it comes to your eyes. I went through the decision-making process about getting LASIK surgery 13 years ago. I was tired of contacts and glasses, but I worried about having surgery. I went to Hoops Vision, and they walked me through a free consultation that put all my worries to bed. I appreciated the professional manner in which they interacted with me. I felt confident in their vast experience and the fact that they had the best technology. And I knew that if the best golfers in the state trusted their eyes to Hoops, so could I. 13 years later, it was still the best decision I ever made. I personally recommend Hoops Vision and want you to have the same great experience I did. Sign up for your free consultation at hoopsvision.com. Mention Real Golf Radio and you'll save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure. That's Hoops Vision and hoopsvision.com.
The new AI smoke driver from Callaway doesn't just have one sweet spot. It has multiple sweet spots across the entire face, intelligently mapped by AI using real swing data, making AI smoke an average of 7 yards longer. So whether you hit one off the heel, toe, high, or low, there's a sweet spot there. You won't just be longer from one spot. You'll be sweeter from every spot. The new AI smoke drivers from Callaway.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Hi, welcome back. It's Real Golf Radio from the Black Desert Championship here at the Black Desert Resort in Ivins, Utah. And as you say, caddy, if you're not complaining, you're not caddying. And yet all the caddies I talk to, they love the place.
They're not complaining.
They're not complaining. That's weird.
Yeah, caddies will definitely, especially, yeah, you can get caddies to complain. It doesn't take a lot. I'm just over here to help my man.
Exactly. Exactly. That's what he glared at the guy, like, just for providing some information. I mean, if you were walking your bag and you're putting it on the wrong side of the green because it's not where the next hole is, wouldn't you appreciate a little heads up?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's not that big a deal.
So what about the greens? Do you like the greens, caddy?
Oh, wait, he had a story.
Sorry.
Go ahead. Speaking of.
Well, speaking of bags and tees, we were playing I believe it was a practice round at the Ryder Cup. And, of course, everybody's got the same golf bags. And so I don't know what was happening, but we were playing with David Thompson. Scotty was caddying for him, Nizer. And, of course, that's his hometown, Detroit. And so we somehow or another, he says, you know, I'll get your bag or this. Anyway, I end up picking up the bag and going all the way to the 17th tee. And he realized that I had picked up David Tom's bag instead of my player's bag. And he just let me take it all the way to the 17th tee. And when I got there, I put it down and he's standing there on the tee with the two, you know, two players. And he goes, hey, thanks for bringing my bag over. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. So I had to run all the way.
No, he did not.
Yes, he did. He did it to me.
Oh, that's.
And then there's the stories of guys will put, like, if a friend's coming out to caddy, you'll usually try to find a big old rock and sneak it in the bag when he's not looking.
Oh, well.
So it's like 6 pounds heavier. Oh, and that really takes its toll. And then
you know, depending on how nice the guy is, you know, you let him know on the third hole, or maybe you wait all 18, or maybe you don't even tell him. So it's, I'm not going to say I've ever done anything like that,
no,
but it's happened. It's happened on tour.
That's so funny.
The greens are awesome. The greens are awesome. They're big greens. That's why guys are hitting a lot of, so guys are hitting a lot of fairways and a lot of greens for two reasons. Number one, the fairways are pretty generous if you play conservatively off the tee, and guys have to do that because of the lava. So they're hitting smart shots, and plus the green, it's kind of soft-ish, right? So it's not running too much into trouble. So the fairways are generous enough, and the guys are playing smart, and the greens are pretty good size, but they have very interesting slopes and runoffs on them. And you see a lot of shots, you know, bleeding off the greens on a lot of holes and guys having to chip. So, yeah, I mean, it's a really nice design. And I don't know, is it time to bring out my Tom Weisskopf invitation? I don't know. Anyway, we'll leave that one. We'll leave that one where it is. But, it's a really nice design. I highly recommend. By the way, I told Brian about my buddy who caddies out on the West Coast at a real high-end club. And he told me again today, he said there's 18 members who are planning a trip there. At his course.
Wow.
After watching it on TV, they're like, oh, we got to go there. So it's pretty cool.
I mean, it's doing its job, right? Golf Channel's doing a great job showing it off, and it's just pretty easy to do that. We had Rex Hoggard on in hour number one, and he said TV loves when you know, that's why they like Liberty National, because they set it around the Statue of Liberty in the New York skyline, and he said this Black Desert's easy. You know, you set it up, and you got all these terrific backdrops and views, and it's visually impressive. Yeah. I had a friend of mine that's over in Scotland. He sent me a picture. He's sitting in a Scottish pub with a full pub of people, and there's the Black Desert Championship being played up on the screens above the bar. Pretty neat stuff. That's kind of blows your mind.
Yeah, you've got, if you list the courses off, Kapalua is pretty spectacular on the ocean views, right? Mm-hmm. And then you got Castle Pines, I thought, was one of the top couple courses for visuals on the tour. Beautiful shots of the hills, the trees. This is gorgeous. Obviously Pebble Beach, no brainer, right? And Torrey Pines because of the ocean, and Black Desert's in that group. And am I missing something? That might be the group right there.
Yeah,
like the top five visual places on tour. A lot of other courses are beautiful, but they just don't hit you in the face like these places do.
Right. So interesting. You know, Marty, who's the tournament director, he also does the Farmers Insurance Open and has for a long, long time. And he said that his buddies always give him a bad time when it comes on TV and they're showing the paragliders, hang gliders, whatever, and the ocean and whatever. And he goes, you know, they're now telling me that I'm number two at Torrey. And I said, well, it's hard to beat the ocean. And he goes, yeah, but think about it. He said, the ocean isn't necessarily the backdrop because it's so far below the surface at Torrey Pines. So, yeah, when you're right on those holes, it's amazing. But a lot of times you're just seeing the horizon. You don't have this. He goes, pretty much everywhere you look, you're getting those red mountain views and of course, the black lava in there. So I thought that was an interesting comment that he made.
It was, you know, he said something really cool. I talked to him a couple weeks ago, and he said something really neat about golf, going to a sporting event, golf versus almost all other sports. He said the cool thing about golf is when you go to watch a baseball game or a football game or almost any other sporting event, half the people kind of walk away disappointed because their team lost. And in golf, it's pretty rare to walk away from the tournament disappointed with what happened, right?
Yeah.
He said it's just the greatest spectator event in sports because it's just a nice, fun experience and you walk away pretty happy no matter what happens.
Yeah.
It was an interesting statement. I'd never really thought much about that.
But, yeah, that is interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, can we talk a little bit about this real quick, Caddy, before we run out of time? I had mentioned to Bob, and I talked to you about this off the air, but I guess because we're so riddled with highlights in the game of golf, professional golf, and these guys are so good, you sort of just think that they're always hitting the hero shot. And you've already said that the players are playing conservatively off the tees to hit the fat part of the fairways that Weisskopf put in there. And so they're really more bogey avoidant. So when you look at the guys at the top of the leaderboard, you know, the top two guys have four bogeys between them. Okay. So
it's, you know, like Troy Merritt told us, and he missed the cut. Unfortunately, the putter wasn't working, but he said, you can make birdies from the grass. You're making doubles from the rocks. So these guys are playing conservatively. I guess in my mind, because when I come out here, I think, what do I got to do to be able to hit driver as far as I can and cut corners and get myself an advantage? Because the shorter the club I have, the better chance I have of scoring and yada, yada. I would expect, since these guys are that much better than me, they would execute it that way and do it that much better. And yet they do it the opposite. They are conserving. It's not even so much setting up birdies as it is conserving and protecting against the bigger number. How big is it? What is the mindset there for these tour pros, and how is it so different than the rest of us that are thinking it wrong? I don't want to say wrong, just different.
I challenge you to find any professional golfer who will tell you he plays more aggressively now than he did when he was in college.
Okay.
0.0. Everybody learns that you just can't, you have to pick your places.
Yeah.
What you hear all the time is guys come out and they make the rookie mistake. They hit it over this green that they shouldn't have gotten aggressive. It's always being too aggressive that kills you. Always. That's the big takeaway in professional golf. And like you said, they are the best in the world at executing. So you would think they would have the opportunity to be more aggressive, but that's not my opinion of what really happens. They kind of learn that, wow, I gotta, you know, it's more eliminating. It's kind of like investing. It's more important to not lose money than it is to make a big hit. Right. Mm. So, yeah. I mean, was it Toasty's round the first day when he birdied like seven of the first nine holes, and then he made a triple on the par three. And it's like giving it all away in 4 seconds. Right. It's not that you can't do that and still, like, there's lots of guys who make doubles and big numbers and still play good golf, but, and productive golf on the tour, but it is, I think as a whole, guys are a little more aggressive than they used to be. And that's probably because of equipment and power and things like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, there you go, Brian. You're like, wow, it's like we talked about number 12. I said, boy, everybody's going to lay up on this hole short of the bunker off the tee. And virtually everybody is. Now I looked at it today, and there were about four or five guys who drove it past the bunker, and a couple of them were in the lava and made, you know, bogey or worse, but there were like half the guys who drove it past there made birdie as well. So it did pay off, but then, you know, there were a couple guys who paid the price.
So Caddy, you know, you're talking about driving, you're talking about getting the ball in position, playing point to point strategy, that kind of thing. But then it all comes down to putting. It all comes down to making putts. You know, Troy Merritt gave up 7.5 shots this week just on the putting green alone. And when that happens, you're down the road. So you got to make putts, don't you?
Well, here's the thing. And you've got 132 to 156 guys, whatever the number is. You got a lot of guys playing. They're all the best players in the world.
Yep.
You're going to have 10 or 20 or 30 of those guys who are really hitting it good that week, right? Well, from there, who's putting the best of that group? That's who does well and wins the tournament. So it's pretty rare that you'll see somebody have poor putting stats and win. Vijay would do it now and then. Scotty's done it a few times pretty impressively, right?
Yeah.
To show you how crazy good he's hitting the ball. But I know that, you know, I caddied for like 12 or 13 wins. That's a lot of wins to caddy for. And every single one of those wins, I remember a lot of 20-foot putts being made. That I don't ever remember not really good. And a sand shot being holed or a crazy chip shot. That's what happens when anybody but the very top couple superstars are in there, because they can do that. They can do it every week. They're just so good, and they hit it that good. They're just, you know, that little increment better every round hitting the ball too. But for most of the guys on tour, even guys who have 5, 6, 7, 8 wins in their career, they've got to have a really good putting week to win a tournament.
Caddy joining us here on Real Golf Radio. So I had the question asked me a couple of times, what would the top players, if we're seeing some of these guys that they don't, you know, that you don't, maybe aren't household names, shooting 60, 61, 62, that kind of thing. The question was asked me, what would the top players do this week? And my initial response was the same. You know, you're not going to, they're not going to come out here just because they're, it's Xander Schauffele or Scottie Scheffler. They're not going to all of a sudden shoot 56s because somebody that you don't know shot 60. I would guess that they would, they just seem to be a little bit more consistent round after round as opposed to, you know, any of these guys are capable of shooting low rounds. So how would you respond if you were to say, okay, well, this field is doing, what would the top players do to Black Desert, for instance?
Well, you'd see a lot. Here's a rule about types of golf courses, how they're playing this and that. When the scores are extremely low, when they're really low, that's a little bit of a disadvantage to the best players in the world. The reason is because you have, it's kind of like playing the Champions Tour versus the PGA Tour. What I mean is, if the greens are a little slower and the rough's a little lower, and the pin's not three from the edge, but it's four or five from the edge, you can make a mistake and get away with it, right? So the harder, the firmer a golf course gets, the tougher a golf course gets, the more rough there is around the greens, it separates the guys who are off a little bit on their game, whatever level they're at, they're going to make a bogey instead of a par. So you have low scores at Black Desert. I mean, there's no such thing as a desert course where there's not low scores, first
right,
of all.
Right.
Name a desert course where they don't take it deep.
No, it doesn't. Palm Springs in Vegas, you know, they take it deep.
They take it deep. The only time you get high scores in the desert are like at Summerlin when it blows 50 miles an hour.
Right.
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 It's just the nature of desert golf because it's so still out there. And that tells you how much a factor wind is in golf, even 5 miles an hour of wind, right? It's a big factor in difficulty. And I don't know, there's something about like hitting a golf ball with low humidity. It's just cleaner, right? It seems to be more consistent. So I think this is why desert scores are so low. So if you had the top players, the top 5 or 10 in the world playing here, they still would, you know, you'd probably see half of them in the top 10 on the leaderboard like you do every week anyway.
Mm.
But it's probably a little, you have a little more chance for the next tier down players to do a little better relative to them, when the scores are low on a golf course. So
interesting.
That's my opinion.
All right.
I have no idea what I'm talking about, but I think that's a reasonably informed observation.
Well, you know what? That's how we introduce you. A reasonably informed caddy joining us here on Real Golf Radio. You're the best. Thanks so much. Hey, great job on the books, by the way. And thanks for the kind words on the golf course. Hopefully, Bob, caddy, we'll be able to put together a round of golf out here one of these days.
Well, we're going to go with a little different ending, a salutation from the caddy this week. You got to lava me now or lava me not.
We'll lava you later. That's it. That's a wrap on the show. We appreciate all that joined us. Patrick Manning, who's the managing director here at Black Desert Championship, at Black Desert Resort and Reef Capital. Rex Hoggard from Golf Channel gave us an update on Florida, and as well as the Ryder Cup meetings in New York last week. And, of course, you just heard from America's favorite caddy. Thanks to Dave Glauser, who's our producer, Bob Casper and Brian Taylor, and all of those here at Black Desert who made our week so great. Hopefully you enjoy that. Golf Channel's doing a great job with the coverage. So if you're not here, sit back, relax, and enjoy the views. And if you are here, we hope to see you out here and enjoy it. The inaugural Black Desert Championship here at Black Desert Resort. That'll do it for us. We'll see you next week right here on Real Golf Radio.
Yeah. Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.